Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
The New York Attorney General Eric T. Schneiderman, along with 32 other attorneys general, sound the alarm on the dangers of e-cigarettes. They're urging the FDA to require child-resistant packaging and health warnings on all liquid nicotine sales. That includes e-cigarettes and e-hookah containers for the pods. All of these and the liquid nicotine that our kids are finding today, this is so dangerous. We've done some shows on from the American Academy of Pediatrics and other shows here about the dangers of e-cigarettes. Well, now these attorney generals are urging the FDA to require child-resistant packaging and health warnings, because not only are these things dangerous, they can be a gateway to smoking, but they also contain harmful chemicals. So our kids don't really even know, and these liquid nicotine packs that kids can get into can actually poison little babies if they're left around, left available. And we're going to be talking about poison today, in coincidentally enough, with Dr. Corey Cross. So it's interesting that now, just today, this is coming out that they're urging these health warnings on all liquid nicotine sales because they are poisonous and so, so dangerous if your kids get into those. And right now, the poison control centers are saying half of the calls are related to poisoning of children under the age of five, and many of them are ingesting this liquid nicotine. So if you are someone who uses e-cigarettes or e-hookah pods or liquid nicotine for any reason, make sure that you keep it well out of the reach of any children. It's dangerous, and we'll see if these 33 attorney generals are able to get some health warnings and resistant packaging. I think resistant packaging is pretty important. Health warnings, I don't think, have ever scared that many people away, but I do think resistant packaging might just help. And in a very sad story, and we talk on our sports medicine show with the American College of Sports Medicine about sudden death in athletes, sudden cardiac. Well, this isn't a cardiac death, but there was yesterday a death of a 17-year-old football player, and it's drawn national attention to a rare type of injury that can be deadly. Oh, it was not actually yesterday. It was last Friday. Evan Murray died shortly after repeated tackles during a game. The autopsy's findings revealed that he had massive intra-abdominal hemorrhage after his spleen was lacerated. They're saying that this is rare. However, kids that are most at risk for these kinds of internal injuries are in the abdominal area. It's not a padded area. There's not a lot of protection there. You know, muscles are surrounding your abdominal organs. However, some of those impact, especially a helmet to abdominal impact, can be quite severe. The parents must be devastated. Our hearts go out to them. They're stressing that these kinds of severe injuries are rare, but some steps that you can take to safeguard would be that if your teen takes a significant abdominal hit, they should be out of the game and get checked on the sidelines for extreme tenderness in the belly area, and that if they're diagnosed with mono, that they're kept out of contact sports. So some of this can be traced back, the enlarged spleen can be traced back to undiagnosed mononucleosis, which I had as a teenager. So if you know your teen has mono or has had mono and they're in a contact sport such as football or hockey, make sure that they get checked out. This is, I can't even stress it enough, because the tragedy could be devastating. This is a sad story, but we're hoping that you can take something out of it and protect the lives of your teenagers that are in contact sports. We've got a great Healthy Children show coming up, so stay tuned and stay well.